focus at the bottom with the radio guitar. Miss me with your problems, Lego, I'ma hit them up. Face it with a problem in the riddle of it all. It's who gives a fuck, let's live it up and please pick up my calls. I can help you, let it be. Pedal to the pedigree, metal to the medicine. Better than the better, please. I can help you, let it be. Mother Mary, come for me. Woof, woof, woof. And you're barking up my tree, babe.
Listening to WONY Oneonta, 90.9 FM, Red Dragon Radio.
This is the sound of E. coli splashing around in raw hamburger juice on your cutting board. And it looks like Mom just put the tomatoes and onions on there, too. Don't let E. coli mosh with your food. An estimated 3,000 Americans die from a foodborne illness each year. So always separate raw meat from vegetables on two cutting boards. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, February 25th, join the RSO in the showing of the documentary Brothers of the Blacklist, happening at 6:30 p.m. in the Sergi Freedom Room. On Thursday, February 26th, join Film Club as they present Little Miss Sunshine in the Red Dragon Theater in Hunt Union at 6 p.m. On Friday, February 27th, see the planetarium show The Life and Death of Stars starting at 7 p.m. in the Perna Science Planetarium Room 018A. Tickets available online. On Saturday, February 28th, starting at 4 p.m., join the Dominican Student Association for Noche de la Independencia, a vibrant celebration of Dominican Independence Day, heritage, and community, happening at the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Sunday, March 1st, happening at 3 p.m., join WONY for our general body meeting happening in Fitzell Hall, room 303. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
The following hour will be a talk show with one of our DJs. Views and opinions expressed during this program are those of our hosts and guests.
Hello.
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 Today is such a good day.
Oh my gosh.
Do you know why?
Why?
Because I turned 20.
Oh my gosh.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you, birthday boy. How do you feel?
I feel really old.
Do you really? Do you feel different?
Yeah.
No longer a teenager?
Yeah, you know, actually yesterday, if you tuned into my show yesterday, I did play Teenage Dream by Katy Perry at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And I low-key got emotional.
Yeah.
I got a little emotional.
I mean, yeah.
I was like, wow, like the teenage years are done. You can't relive them. It's over. So
it's
now I'm in my 20s and it's like, wow.
Wow.
But anyways, Alyssa and my roommate Sean, actually, shout out Sean.
Shout out Sean.
I love Sean. My roommate Sean and Alyssa, I walked into the station for the show and they were both sitting there, Starbucks in hand. And I am so happy.
Let me explain what happened, because I texted Sean and I said, do you know your roommate's Starbucks order? Because I want to get him a drink, but I don't want him to catch on. He's like, okay, I have the perfect way to ask and it won't be suspicious. I don't know what he said or what he did, but...
Oh,
you said you didn't catch on.
Wait, hang on. Let me get my phone because I need to read you the text.
So while you find this, he's like, okay, I got his order. You get the order and I'll get him a dessert. I said, okay, get him a birthday cake pop. It's perfect. He goes, okay, I'll meet you there at 1:35. I said, okay. We pull up together. We get the things. We write little happy birthdays
guys, Starbucks paper ASMR. Sorry. Wait, hold on.
Oh.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I like that. That's a lot better than the paper. Oh, not that. Don't touch the straw. Don't touch the straw.
No, wait, let me read you the text. It's really, okay, first of all, if you're tuned in right now and you're wondering why I haven't responded to you via messaging, Instagram, Snap, whatever, it's because the entire universe is texting me right now, and I was just in class, and I just picked up my phone for, like, the first time.
Okay, popular.
True.
Okay, cute.
But I just picked up my phone for, like, literally, like, the first time since 1 o'clock, and there's, like, 1,000 text messages. Snapchat's blowing up. I'm getting emails about Woni.
Can I be honest? Like, birthdays are overwhelming because of that.
They're so overwhelming.
When everyone's texting you,
Wait, hang on.
Wow.
So Sean goes like this. He says, Lucas, do you... This is 12:54 p.m. He says, Lucas, do you have a favorite drink that you order at Starbucks? In parentheses, I'm asking this for no particular reason at all.
Oh my God. That's the most suspicious thing I've ever heard.
I low-key already got Starbucks today, but I wouldn't care for another. And, because I got my free drink.
Yeah.
And then he was like... But I really do love a good strawberry athlete refresher with no berries. So now it's in your hand. If you're listening and wondering why there's a Starbucks drink in my hand in the studio, there's not.
There's not. It's not.
It's AI. Yep.
Don't gulp in the mic. You nasty, nasty.
Did you hear it?
No.
Okay. I'm really excited about the cake pop, though. Okay. So, yeah, it's my birthday.
It's so exciting.
Yeah.
You don't have any birthday plans? Well, you have birthday plans for the weekend.
Not really. Okay, so tonight I was thinking I have a Panera gift card.
Mm-hmm.
So I might treat myself to Panera tonight. Ooh. I just don't want to drive there, but mm-hmm. like whatever, because like the roads.
Why don't you DoorDash? Oh, you can't use
it. I do have a DoorDash gift card. Oh. I could, but the problem with DoorDash is like I feel like every time I've used it, it's gone wrong.
Really?
Yes, every time either the driver has like would just take an hour and then the order would get canceled. Ugh. Or it would eventually get here and it would just be ice cold.
That's so annoying.
And like I can always microwave it, but you know, it's not the same.
Right. No, reheat is not as good.
No, like right. And also it's just cheaper to just go drive and pick it up.
Yeah. It's just kind of annoying because you might lose your parking spot.
I know. That's why I don't want, because I have such a good parking. It's literally peak. It's right outside the window of my room. Like I can see my car. I know she's okay.
Right. You and I like the same parking lot. You and I always fight for those spots.
Yes.
I don't know what it takes.
Well, I don't know why you park there. Because you don't live in America.
Lucas, lock in. Look at me.
Sorry, guys. I was multitasking.
Look at me. Stop multitasking. I just got a notification on Cash App. I got $100 for a pizza party for Lucas's birthday from my dad. His jaw is wide open right now.
$100
for pizza for your birthday.
Is your dad listening right
now?
He
must be.
Yo, Alyssa's dad. I love you. Like, wow.
Remember, he did this after what show was? Oh, no, it was the Dreamworld Cabaret.
It was right after the Dreamworld Cabaret.
He gave us money for pizza.
Literally $100 for Domino's.
Wait.
Oh, my God.
Wait, what are you doing tonight?
I don't have plans.
Wait, this is...
But you have rehearsal.
I don't know. Well, hold on. Let me look at my rehearsal report right now, and I'll tell you when it ends. We can order pizza. Sean can come over, and we'll watch whatever movie you want.
Oh, my God. I'm going to cry. That sounds so fun.
We can get $100. You can get wings.
I really hope that worked.
Oh.
I'm praying that worked.
Oh, my land. Oh, my land.
Guys, I got overwhelmed.
What? We need to do a breathing exercise.
It's so hot in here. I need to take off my hoodie. Sorry.
No, it is really hot in here. Hold on. Let me tell you when my rehearsal ends. Holy Toledo.
If you're wondering why it just went dead silent, is because I swore. And if you heard the swear word,
Lucas dropped the F-bomb.
I think I hit it in time.
I think you did too. I think you did okay.
All right. Well, we're going to find out eventually.
Dad, if you're listening, let me know.
Yeah, please.
Please. Okay, my rehearsal tonight. My dad just said, why did the stream go dead? Who swore?
Okay, it worked. It worked. Because I fixed... So long story short, we run on a broadcast delay. Most stations do. And there's a little box right next to me that says delete, dump, bypass, whatever. And long story short, the Valentine's Day show, I thought someone said something. So I went to hit the button, but it was broken. And so when I hit it, the stream just went dead. And I was like, okay, so what just happened? So then I fixed it eventually. But then in my last show, not yesterday, but the show before, I realized it was still broken. And so I rebooted it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it worked.
Yeah.
And now so it works. So thank God I did that, because that would have been bad. Anyways, yeah. I don't know. I would say I wouldn't be mad about Domino's. I would say Domino's, Tino's.
The only thing is, either my rehearsal goes till 9:30 or 10. There's no end time on this rehearsal report, but Domino's closes at midnight.
True.
Sal's.
Well, we can always order. Like, me and Leah can always order while you're
right. True that.
In rehearsal, true and that. Then you'll get back and it'll already be here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Love that idea. Me?
So we could always do that.
Yeah.
I do have an exam tomorrow. However, it's not that hard, so I think I'm going to probably... So I'm not going to eat dinner then. Because I want to be hungry, like,
right,
for
yeah.
pizza party.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to eat dinner. I'm going to probably have, like, a little study snack, and then I'm going to just have, like, a quick lock-in. I studied yesterday, and it wasn't bad. I think I got most of the questions right. I made, like, a little practice test out of the textbook.
Yep.
And... with a little help from ChatGPT. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. A helpful amount.
Just a little. Not like anything where we're like, where I dried up, you know, a lake.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I did that. So I think I'm just going to have like a nice little lock-in where I just make sure I know what I'm doing. I'll go through each chapter of the textbook. And there's only like, it's only like 6 sections of the textbook. So I think I should be fine.
Yeah.
The exam is 10 questions and we have an hour and 15 minutes to take it.
Okay, that's not that bad.
So it should be right. Fine. It's yeah. really, it's just, it's linear algebra. Like, it can't be that hard. Okay. So, yeah. Anyways, that yeah. sounds like a plan, period. Yeah. I love how we're just making our plans over the air.
That was so fun.
Amazing.
This is awesome.
What else?
Do you have any birthday memories? Like, a specific birthday you remember growing up?
That's a really hard question.
Is it?
I always love to do, like, well, I feel like for a lot of kids, like, when they start doing birthday parties, like, I feel like it's bowling.
Yeah. You like, have to have a bowling party.
I feel
party.
Like
come
on. A bowling party is just a canon event. Mm-hmm. And so I did a couple of those. And I liked it. I just was never really good at it, but I liked it.
Yeah.
But eventually, pretty much after, I don't remember when. I think I might have been, I was definitely in middle school, I think. So I have family that live in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've told you this.
Yeah.
I have family that live in Arizona. My uncle, my aunt, and my little cousin. Except he wasn't born yet when I was in middle school. But
yeah.
Basically, we would go... Every February break, which would usually happen to be on my... Like, it would fall during my birthday. Usually sometime around then. So we would have our February break. We would go and travel to Arizona.
Yeah.
So... it was really great. And we would, we stayed at my uncle's house for a little bit. And then eventually both of my grandparents started becoming snowbirds.
Mm-hmm.
So they would, drive cross country to, Arizona, and we would like fly there, of course, but they would do the drive, which the drive is like 4 days. And that's if there's good weather and traffic.
Wow.
This time it took them 9 days.
Wow.
I know.
That's crazy.
So they said that this might be the last year. They might go to Florida next year. But
that's fun.
Literally going to Arizona for that week was like, I don't know if you, have you seen The Summer I Turned Pretty?
No.
Okay, long story short, this girl basically, this is not what the show's about really, okay. but like basically she goes to this summer house that her family friend owns.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like basically like siblings almost, like her and then their kids. But she's like, the whole first episode is all about how much she loves the house and how magical it is and everything. And my grandma, she's been running the same house so they go down there for like 3 months. And
yeah.
she's been running the same house all those 3 months. Like, so they'll stay in that house for 3 months and then every year it's the same house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a gorgeous house.
Mm.
Like, and also it's just gorgeous down there when it's February break and it's like, I don't know, like negative whatever in Rochester. Mm-hmm. And then I fly and land in Arizona and it's like 70s and sunny.
Wow.
It's like,
yeah,
you know, and there's yeah. no humidity in the air, which
Ooh.
Which is you think that's bad, but I actually like it.
No, no, no. Like, that was a good ooh.
Yeah. Like, I really like that there's no humidity.
Yes.
And so...
humidity, like, ruins trips. Argue with me about it.
It really does. Like, and so when I go there, like, my face might break out, but I don't really care.
Right.
And so it's honestly, it feels like off-brand California.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you, like, and when we would land, I would always put Fearless, the album by Taylor Swift, on in my headphones. And I would just, like, we would have the windows down, and it was, you could take it from there.
That's so cute.
No, and it's literally, like, every time I listen to the album, I just think about that place. And I would always, like, I think the last time that I was there, which was the February break in 2024.
Yep.
The plane took off when we departed.
Okay.
And I was crying. Because I was like, I know I'm not going to be back in this place for a really long time. And when that scene came on, spoilers, but when that scene came on, The Summer I Turned Pretty, when she left Cousins in season 3.
Yeah.
And she was like, I know I'm not going to be back. I bawled. Because, like, I know it's funny and I know it's cliche, but, like, it's literally, like, I love that place so much. And, like, I would do anything to be back there. But where I'm trying to get at,
Let's land this plane.
Is that most of my birthdays happened to fall while I was in Arizona.
Oh.
Either while I was there or when we were on the plane back.
That's so cute.
And so most of my birthdays I've actually spent on a plane.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
You think so. But it takes the whole day. So your entire birthday is air travel.
Just on a plane. Which, sitting, sleeping.
Right. Yeah, I know.
Movies.
Which really isn't terrible. I mean, I always would get my free Starbucks in the airport.
Yeah.
Which was nice.
Which is nice.
Especially because airport Starbucks have higher prices.
Yeah.
So, like, I would just get my free drink and be like...
which is crazy.
Yeah. No, it was the best. I love airports and, like, I love air travel and everything, but, like, it's just... it can be stressful.
Is that your favorite way to travel?
You know...
like, I like a train.
I see. I've really never... gone anywhere in a train. So
let's go.
I feel like, right.
Let's go to the city.
Let's
via
go.
Via train.
Yeah. You know what? Let's do
you
that.
You know what? Let's go.
Because let me tell you.
let me tell you.
No, let me tell you. So I took the train from Rochester to the State Fair once.
Yep.
And it was so delayed. Like, the way back, we were at the State Fair until, like, 3 in the morning waiting for this train.
Yeah.
Like, it was disgusting. But, like, so train travel, like... yes.
Yeah.
But I feel like planes are a little more reliable, and or at least they were. I mean, who knows what's going on now, but I really do like, you know, I do like air travel. It's just quick. It's expensive, but, like, it's quick.
Yeah. I just don't like that my ears pop, but that's, like, such a minuscule thing.
Yeah, I don't really either. I don't know. And it was nice because for a while we would have direct flights right to Phoenix.
Yeah.
But now I feel like the last couple of years there's been a bunch of transfer flights, red eyes. I cannot stand a red eye flight. My dad's, like, all for them. He'll literally be like, yes, we're taking the red eye. And I'm like, I'm going to die because I can't sleep on planes.
Right.
And the fact that the point of a red eye is that you're supposed to sleep on the plane, it doesn't work. It just does not work. But you're not wasting a day when you do that. Which, so, like, I understand it. And it's also cheaper, I guess. But, like, I can't sleep on planes.
Right.
So, anyways, yeah, most of my birthdays I've spent on planes. But I will say, one memory that I can really remember is when we were in Arizona.
Yep.
We were going to be traveling on my birthday. And I was like, oh, God, here we go. But there was some freak snowstorm back in Rochester, and we knew we just had a really big gut feeling that our flight was going to get delayed or canceled.
Yep.
And so my dad was like, do you want to stay in Arizona another day? And I was like, well, yes.
Yeah, I do.
And so he was like, you'll miss the first day back to school. But, like, I was like, whatever.
Girl,
like, it's not matter. And I was in middle school. Like,
girl.
It's not like. Middle school is not that important.
I don't need to learn about the mitochondria.
No,
right
I really
now.
Don't.
I really don't.
And so I basically was like, my dad, he rebooked the flight, and then sure enough, it got canceled.
Right.
And so we already had our new flight. So we were all secure and ready to go, but I actually got to spend my birthday in Arizona because all the birthdays have either been on the plane or after we've gotten home.
Yep.
But, like, I literally got to spend, like, my birthday in Arizona, which I think that was the only time the day that we were in there, that we were, like, there.
Right.
And so, yeah, that's probably my, like, favorite memory is just because it was so fun. Like, we went to In-N-Out.
Oh,
gosh. I love In-N-Out. We went to In-N-Out, like.
Did you hear, sorry, slightly relevant, did you hear that they're putting a Raising Cane's up here, upstate?
It's in my hometown.
Are you joking?
Yeah.
Are you joking?
Yeah. They're building a Raising Cane's in Henrietta.
Girl.
Yeah.
When are we going?
What? Come over.
Girl. Do you want the house tour?
Do you want the house tour?
Yes.
Come over. I can take you to the first, second, and third floor. No. What I'm saying is it's crazy because, like, I actually found this out a couple days ago. One of my friends, Luke, from home, he went to LA and he took pics of his In-N-Out. He went to In-N-Out. And I texted him. I was like, oh my God, I would do anything for In-N-Out right now. And he said, did you see they're building a Raising Cane's in Henrietta, which is literally 10 minutes from where I live. Yum. And if it's open this summer, there goes all of my money. But
literally,
like,
there it goes.
Okay. Like, hot topic or controversial. Okay, controversial.
Hit me with it.
But Raising Cane's is overrated.
I've never had it. I can't attest to that.
So the first time I had it was in Arizona.
Obviously.
And it was amazing.
How's the cane sauce? Tell me.
See, it's
right
not.
Now.
It does not taste like what you think it would. It
kind of looks like. Let me explain what I think it tastes like.
Yes, go ahead.
Like spicy honey mustard and ketchup and mayo.
No.
Okay.
It's really tangy.
I feel like, is there a kick to it?
No.
Oh.
It's really, really tangy.
Oh. Like a sweet and sour tangy?
No.
Do you like McDonald's sweet and sour?
I'm not really as big sweet and sour person, to be honest
girl.
With you. Sorry.
Girl.
Yeah.
Sorry. It just, sorry. Oh.
But what were we talking about?
We were talking about Raising Cane's.
Guys, sometimes I feel like I'm Dory. Like, sometimes I really feel like I suffer from short-term memory loss.
I don't think I'm Marlin. Can I be the octopus?
The little squid?
Yeah.
Guys, you made me ink.
I think I just spiked the mic. I'm so sorry.
You probably did. Oh, my God.
Wait, that's kind of cute. Did you know I played Dory?
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
You know, that's a musical that I've always wanted to do.
It's got really good music.
It does.
It really does.
It really does. I think I saw it last time I was in Disney. They were doing it.
I've seen it. That's where I saw it too. But yes. I said, because we should go to Disney together.
With what money?
That's the real kicker.
We might have to, on my teacher's salary?
I have $42 to my name. What can that get me? Not even a flight, I don't think.
Yeah, I have to start paying rent next freaking semester.
Whoa, that's crazy.
I know, it's crazy to think about.
You're like an adult.
I know. Wait, before we get there, though.
Oh, okay. Hold on.
I really do feel like I'm Dory because I suffer from short-term memory loss. Mm. Anyway, Raising Cane's. It's good.
Yep.
It's great.
Yep.
The first time I had it was great, but then the next time I had it was in the city. Mm-hmm. And it was mid.
New York City?
Yeah. It was mid.
What?
I know.
We have one in New York City?
Yeah, it's in Times Square.
What?
It's like a flagship location.
Dude, why have I never been?
Yeah, it's in Times Square. It's
who's
like right there.
Who's keeping you from that? What?
It's literally like right in
Times
Square.
Are you going
on
the New York City trip?
No.
Are you joking? Oh, because you have a tour.
No, I told you. Well, because it's open house and we kind of have to work. If I already bought the tickets, they would have been fine. Because someone literally went up to them and was literally like, someone went up to them and was like, yeah, I'm available.
Well,
or not available because they're going.
Yeah.
And so I was like, well, what if I just buy a ticket? But I submitted a form before the meeting that said I was available.
Dude.
I know.
When are we ever going to go to the city together now?
Oh, we are.
This
is
terrible.
You know, it's really not that far.
The city?
Yeah.
No, I'm aware.
But like, well, so Conan Gray is playing on Long Island the 28th of February. And I was looking at how far the drive is. And it's like a 3.5 hour drive from here. And it's a straight shot to the stadium. Like, you don't even have to drive through
this.
The crazy streets of the city or anything. You literally just go right there. Because I asked Sean, because he lives on Long Island.
Right.
And I was like, if I was to get to UBS Arena, like, from here, is there any way that I can avoid the insanity of the city? And he's like, yeah, it just takes you right over it.
Yeah.
And so I was okay, period.
I don't think I could ever drive in the city, though.
No, I couldn't either.
That sounds crazy.
Wony went on, when we did our alumni trip to the city, that was crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, how are you driving through this right now?
Mm-hmm.
It actually wasn't terrible. The way we went in, which I think was the Washington Bridge, but I could be wrong. When we went in, we kind of just stayed on like a highway sort of.
Yep.
And then got off, and then there was like no traffic.
Mm,
yeah,
that's
kinda
crazy.
It was really crazy. Anyways, but yeah, Raising Cane's, I feel like, is kind of over. I will say In-N-Out is like peak.
Yeah.
In-N-Out is peak.
Yeah.
Like, it's so good.
Yeah.
But yeah, Raising Cane's, unfortunately, like, I like it. And I think I'll probably get it a couple times. The Texas toast, or what is that what it
yeah,
is?
Yeah, I think so.
It's really good. The Texas toast is like really, really good.
Do you dip it in the sauce, or is that weird?
Yes, you dip it all. You dip everything in the sauce. Okay. And their coleslaw is mid, so don't get it.
I have to be in a specific mood for coleslaw. Like, I like it, but I need to be craving it.
Yeah, and,
you know?
And it's also just like when you eat Raising Cane's, like, it's literally just all fried.
Right.
Like, and so, like, if you're on a health journey, like, it just doesn't work. Like, some guys like it for the protein aspect, which, like, I get.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, you know, it's, like, chicken tenders. Mm-hmm. But, like, then you have, like, all the, you have the fries, which are usually mid. And yeah. then you, like, and I feel like it's not even good unless you dip it in the cane sauce. But then the cane sauce itself isn't even that good.
Right. Blind leading the blind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't hate it. I really don't hate it. But I think there's better.
Yeah.
But I'm excited, like, that we're getting one, and I think it's going to be really crazy. I remember when we first got a Chick-fil-A,
mm-hmm.
and we had one Chick-fil-A in, like, a very wide range of, like, and it was insanity.
You support Chick-fil-A as a homosexual man?
Not really, but the food, but, like, homosexuality, or sorry. Homophobia never tasted so good. That's all I'll say.
Oh, my God.
Did I ever? I told you I used to work at a Chick-fil-A, right?
You did not. What?
Yeah, I thought you knew this.
No.
So I work at an amusement park in Rochester.
What?
You know this?
No, I don't. Bro. What's your job?
I
what
told
do?
You the letter.
What?
The letter that I got.
No, I know about your letter, but I don't. What's your position?
Oh, I'm a games trainer.
What does that mean?
Okay, so.
What is happening?
Let me catch you up. So when I was 16, okay, first of all, there's an amusement park, a family-owned amusement park. It's okay. It's pretty big. It's no Six Flags, but it's pretty big. And it's like literally in my town, same town.
Yep.
It's just on the other side of it. So it's right on Lake Ontario in the bay.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like right on the water.
Yeah.
And it's called Seabreeze. I really shouldn't be giving out this information, but I don't really care. And so basically... when I grew up, that was the place to be. Like, it was like, it is literally a staple of, like, it's a staple of growing up, mm-hmm. like, in that town and around it. It's mm-hmm. like, you get a season pass to there and you go. And so every summer, like, you know, I would spend there, but eventually it's not a Six Flags. So yeah. There's not really a lot of thrill to it. After you're a certain age.
Yeah.
It's still fun to go to, but after you're like, you know, in your late teens, it's like, there's not really a point of me being here.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, when I was 16, that's around when I was looking for a job. And my school, I was holding interviews, and the park was coming in to interview us.
Mm-hmm.
And so my brother had worked there the past year, just right at the end, and he said he loved it. And so I was like, you know what, I'm going to interview, because if my brother works there and they like him, like, it's got to be an easy way for me to get a job.
Yeah.
And so I applied, I interviewed, and I got it. And I've been working there every summer since.
So there, boom.
Yeah. I work in the games department.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all the carnival games, like the normal ones that you would think rip you off, but ours aren't scams.
Oh.
At least I don't feel like it. Like, I don't really, none of our games are really rigged. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you think, like, games are rigged to make you lose money and stuff, but honestly, it's all skill.
Yeah.
So I really think, yeah, and it's a lot of fun. Especially, like, the theater kid in me really loves it. Like, some of the games have microphones, so I'll just mm-hmm. be like, step right up. So it's really, like, a lot of fun, and it's really easy work. And then there's also the arcade as well. So we do, like, and it's like a vintage arcade, which I love.
Love that.
Like, it's literally like original skee ball. Like it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And so that's what I do in the summer, and I got promoted last summer to trainer.
So
I got to do some new stuff, which was fun. And then I just got my letter to go back for year five.
Yay.
So that'll be fun. But basically it's a seasonal job, right? After the summer ends, you're not getting paid. It's over. So right after the first year, when I was 16, after it closed, I was like, I need another job. I was in a show. So I got a job at this little ice cream shop that just opened. It was having a soft opening, and it was a corporate ice cream shop. It was called Brewster's.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, cool. Like, let me apply. Let's just see. And they got back to me. And then I interviewed, I got it. And then this was my first corporate job. So all the training was online. So I had to do all this online training modules, take these tests. Mm-hmm. It was very annoying. And wow. I didn't even get paid for that.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I go in and I work and I'm doing great, but it's slow because, you know, it's starting to become winter.
Yeah.
And then they do their like full opening. It's like we're hard launching, we're open. but then about a month later, it got really, really slow. And I was starting to go into tech for a show I was in.
Uh-huh.
And I just didn't have time to work. And so the owner just reached out to me. He's the one who did all the scheduling. And he was just like, hey, I'm really having a hard time getting you on the schedule. I'm just going to keep you off the schedule for now until your show's done. And then once it's done and you're more free, let me know and I'll put you back on.
Okay, boom.
So I let him know when it was done. And he said that they were actually all set. So they let me go.
Oh.
So that was a little frustrating. So after that, I then applied to some more jobs. And the only one that got back to me was Chick-fil-A.
Oh. So I completely forgot that that's what we were talking about.
Yeah. The only one that got back to me was Chick-fil-A. So I went in and I interviewed. There was a two-step interview process.
Okay.
I had to interview with someone in the corporate office. And then I had to interview with the owner or with somebody of the, that works at the location.
Mm-hmm.
And they liked me for both of them. So he hired me on the spot. And I was like, oh, period.
Oh, boom.
And so I started working there and it was really hard. It is really hard to they give you very long shifts. You're doing the same job your whole shift. It's like for 6 hours, I'm sitting there filling up fountain drinks for the drive thru.
Right.
Like it's.
That's so annoying.
It's the worst.
That's so annoying.
So. It was just really exhausting, especially because they kind of forced me to low key work past 10, which mm-hmm. is illegal because I was a minor.
Right.
They kind of made me give them a letter, or said they were going to let me go. And so I gave them a letter from my parents saying that I could work past 10 on a school night. And I'm like, I got homework to do.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, things to do.
So that did not last long. I worked there for 4 months and then I got a phone call saying I was fired.
Wow.
And then they didn't tell me why.
Okay, well.
So, and it was just like some random, actually, I remember it was record store day. I was literally in the line for record store day and they were like, yeah, no, you're done. And I was like, why? And they were like, you'll get an email with the reason. And I'm like, okay. And I really wasn't even that mad because I didn't even like it there and they would give me 5 hours a week.
Mm.
So anyways, about halfway through that job, though, I got another job at my cousin's restaurant.
Yep.
And I worked there for 2 years. So junior year, senior year, I was working there, usually Wednesday and Saturday nights, which was Saturday during the day and then Wednesday nights. And he paid me good. Yeah. I got 17-hour plus tips.
Wow.
And so I would work 2 nights, not only maybe 8 hours a week, but I'd make a lot out of it. So that was really nice. It kind of kept me on my feet. So I basically just stuck with that, especially because I was doing musicals and there was a balance and everything.
Yeah.
And then Seabreeze would come back every summer. So I would do that. One summer I did balance both of those jobs, but last summer I kind of was like, I'm just going to do this one. Because after I graduated, I told him, he was my cousin. He knew I was going to graduate and quit eventually. But yep. I was just like, hey, here's my 2 weeks. You know, I'm graduating. And, you know, he was sad to see me go, but I just let him know. And, I really did miss working there. And then they completely overhauled the place.
How did we get on this topic? I thought we were talking about birthday things.
No, we were talking about how I worked at Chick-fil-A and my job history.
How did we get to Chick-fil-A?
We did. I talked about it.
No, I know. I don't remember the track of conversation.
Whatever.
Do you log that when we talk about?
It was Raising Cane's. No, I don't.
Oh. Why did you ask me that one time? You were like, what did we talk about today?
Well, I wanted to put it in the description on Spinatron.
Oh.
Do you guys want to hear a few songs?
Yeah. Yeah, I do. Yeah. What do you have planned? Birthday Boy?
Let's play Birthday by Katy Perry.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, good idea.
I really like this song.
Here we go.
All right. We'll see you in a few minutes.
Love it.
Bye.
Bye. I hope you got a healthy eye.
And we're back.
I had something I was going to ask you, and now I don't remember what it was.
Hmm.
About birthdays, but I don't remember what it is now. Oh. Anthemar.
No, I don't like when you gulp into the microphone. Oh, I remember what it was. I just got a text from my little sibling that says, me and dad say happy birthday, Lucas.
Oh, guys.
Guys.
Thanks. This has really been a really special birthday for me.
And like, I just got a text from my roomie. Got you a cake.
Oh,
I think it's ice cream cake. I hope you're okay with that.
My favorite. Yeah. Guys. Like, I'm genuinely, like, this has been a really great birthday.
I'm so glad. And it's only 3 o'clock.
I know. My phone has, okay, again, like I said, if you're listening, my phone is now not working because there is so many things. It's at 10% and I haven't really been using it much today. So
I was going to ask you, when you were little, did you ever like not tell anyone it was your birthday to see if anyone would remember, and you'd be like dramatic and mysterious
about
it?
Test them.
Yes, yes. I think I did that. Like,
I don't think I ever had anyone like forget.
No, but I would do it at school. Like, I like wouldn't tell anyone, but then obviously like the teacher keeps track of it.
Right.
You're like, have a birthday in elementary today. School, and I'd be like, oh, I wanted to test my friends.
Well, actually, today I was thinking about doing that because I walked into one of my classes today, and yep. I didn't tell the teacher until after the class was over that it was my birthday. And she literally was like, oh my God, why didn't you tell me?
Aww. That's so cute, though.
Yeah, no, it is cute. But anyways, what I wanted to talk about is how I'm 20.
Yep.
And like I said, I'm going to be paying rent.
Oh my gosh.
Next semester.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
It is cheaper than living on campus.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think, without aid and everything, I think we pay like $8,200. A semester
like
for room
that.
And board,
yeah.
And I'm going to be paying. My apartment costs $3,900 a semester.
Wow!
And then I don't know how much food will cost, but I'm guessing maybe hopefully like less than $2,000. But
I'm excited for your house so I can crash.
Yeah, my house is going to be really fun, and it's going to be me and Sean.
Ugh.
Like just the best duo
my boys.
Ever. But yeah, like now I'm going to have to really start adulting.
Right,
like,
I know.
I think it's better that I start adulting now, though, especially because,
hit me with it.
I'm graduating. Like, I think graduation is going to come so much faster than I think.
Right.
And, I just want to be ready. So the fact that I am going to already, like, know how to pay rent, meal prep, like,
right.
You know, having to commute to school, which I think that's the part I'm least excited about. Is the commuting to school instead of walking to classes, but
yeah, it'll be okay.
I think we'll figure it out. So, but yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
That'll
and like,
fun.
If it ends up like not working out, like I guess I can always move back on campus, but mm-hmm. like a lot of people have been telling me like once you go off campus, you never really go back.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really excited. I just hope it all works out.
And I wonder what you're going to do for your senior year. We've talked about this before.
So Alyssa's graduating early.
Sorry.
And my life is going to be turned
sorry,
upside down
I'm sorry.
When she graduates.
There was a year when you didn't know me.
There was, but I was miserable.
What?
When I didn't know you, I was miserable.
But that didn't that had nothing to do with me. You didn't know that you I'm flattered. Thank you. That's really sweet.
No, like it's just, it's going to be hard because, like, now that I do know you, like, and, like, now that I've, like, woven you into, like, my everyday life, like, you're just going to be gone.
I made your birthday post and I was like, I can't believe I haven't known you for a full year.
I know.
Like, we're coming up on the anniversary, but,
We are. For those of you who don't know, me and Alyssa met during the
forum.
Musical, during A Funny Thing Happened on the way to the forum.
But at the end,
but at
when
the
you
end.
Started doing like mics and stuff like that, that
yes.
was like tech week.
Yeah, like tech week.
Which was like May.
Well, because I was like, I was supposed to do more fun things and then I just got put on Run Crew because I missed one rehearsal.
Yeah.
So that was really, 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 really frustrating. but we would have never met.
No.
So thank you, Scott Seeger.
Thank you. Shout out Scott Seeger.
Yeah. No, I just remember, like, during forum, like, watching you just being in awe and being like, we need to be friends.
Aww.
So.
I don't even remember how I was introduced to you, but people just kept talking about you, and I remember every time I watched you interact with
people.
Which
is kind of crazy because I feel like I didn't know a lot of people involved in that musical. A lot of you guys I met for the first, like, I met Bella, Quinn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who else did I meet for the first time? I think I really got closer with Brandon.
Yeah. I loved Forum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Forum was really good. I was actually kind of salty that I wasn't in it.
Can I say I'm really excited for you to see Bird.
Bird. Stupid effing Bird.
I couldn't figure out the name of it. Wow. Yeah. That was crazy.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited about
that. I realize we have 6 rehearsals left.
Yeah. Isn't it scary?
That's kind of freaky. Yeah.
I remember when I was in this show slot last semester, and I don't think I've ever been more stressed out in my entire life.
Yep. Yeah. No, my schedule, I was telling, I don't remember who I was telling.
I was in the show, and I was sound designing it.
Yep. Yep. So.
Yeah. Crazy.
Crazy, crazy, crazy. What do you, to stop multitasking. Every time you multitask, it stresses me out because then you go mute.
I'm trying to get a song ready to play.
Song? Oh, for the end?
Yeah, I just don't know which one I want to be.
Oh, my Lance, I hate when you multitask.
Oops.
I'm trying to think of what else to say. You're really leaving me high and dry right now.
I'm sorry.
It's not a talk show if you don't talk to me.
I know. Please. Hmm. Wait, hang on.
I Googled birthday topics for a podcast, and they're all really bad. You want to hear some of these?
Yes.
12-month review. Discuss cherished moments, surprises, and lessons learned from the last birthday. Letting go and welcoming. What to leave behind from the past and what to embrace in the new one. The birthday journal. Dedicate an episode reviewing a curated list of the life lessons or memories. Do you like these?
Nope.
Okay. No. What song are you picking?
Always Everywhere by Charlie XCX, but I can't really get it to play.
Didn't you already play that one?
I played something else.
Is that from Wuthering Heights or how do you ever say it?
Yeah, the last time I played Chains of Love.
My dad just texted and said, who was your childhood themed party?
Who was it?
Yeah, like what one do you remember? Oh. Did you have like an obsession as a kid? I was obsessed with Cars, but surprisingly, I don't know if I ever had a Cars birthday theme.
I think Minecraft.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I think I had a Minecraft.
That's a really good one, actually.
I think I had a Minecraft one. Yeah, I'm pretty sure I did. I had like a big cake and I had a big creeper on it and we went to a roller skating
place.
That's
so fire. Yeah. Roller skating it was like birthday roller, parties
roller
are
skating
also big.
And like laser tag.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. I did do a laser tag one and that was really, really fun. Yeah. It was just like very stressful.
We should go to like a rage room for your birthday.
Oh, dude.
That'd be fun.
The things I would get out. Paintball. The demons I would like release.
I remember... wasn't my birthday. It was my little sister's birthday, and my nanny was surprising her with her first TV, but she wanted to give her the TV mound before the TV, but she was like, I didn't even know, she was like less than 10. She didn't even know what it was.
Yeah.
And so I knew that she was getting a TV, so she opens the TV stand. It has a picture of a TV on the box, obviously. Opens it, and nanny was like, do you know what it is? And I said, it's a TV. She was like, no, it's a TV mound. And I was so embarrassed. I've never forgotten
it. It's an avocado.
Thanks.
That's so funny. I can't. All right. We're coming up to the end of our show because we do need to leave a little early today.
I have a meeting.
You have a meeting and I have a meeting.
This is terrible.
Yeah. Where's your meeting?
IRC.
Okay. We can walk together because I have to go to Fine Arts.
Fantastic.
But do you want to talk about our next... episode?
Yes. So next week, my show, Stupid Effing Bird, opens on Thursday. So next Wednesday, we're going to have some special guests.
Yes, we are.
From my cast to talk about the show and get everyone so excited and get your tickets.
I know.
It's assigned seating, so you have to pick your own ticket.
Oh, tickets are on sale.
They are on sale.
Yeah, you can go to the SUNY Oneonta Tickets website to get there.
Free for students.
Free for students. And I know you all know how to get there because of Zara Larsson. So.
Yep. So, yeah, I think Dan told me today he's definitely coming, which Dan plays Conrad. He's like the lead.
Yes, Conrad, yep.
Conrad.
I remember when I auditioned, it was
yes.
Conrad.
So Dan I auditioned will be for here. Dev. Yes, Dev is a good part.
Yeah.
Yeah. I asked Lindsay, who plays Mosh. Mm-hmm. She said, maybe.
Okay.
And then, obviously, we were talking about Sean, but Sean has class, and I don't think he'll skip.
I don't think he
which
will
is good
either.
Because which he's an good. Academic weapon.
Yeah, you know, good for him.
Good for him.
It's crazy because I've never seen Sean do an ounce of homework.
That's crazy.
Like, I've seen him read, but I don't think I've ever seen him actually do homework in our room.
Right.
So I just think that's funny.
Yeah.
That he's an academic weapon. But I'm sure I think he goes to the library and to the lounge a lot. So.
Which is very academic weapon of him.
It is. So yeah, we're really excited about that. We are going to have one special guest. We know it's Dan. We just don't know who else. Did you ask Drew?
No. Do you want me to? I'll ask him.
I feel like Drew would be down.
Oh, I'm sure he would be.
Drew, Dan, me and you.
That'd be fun.
It really would be. Wow. And we have enough mics for that. So we could always do that. But yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. We got places to be, so we're going to go.
Happy birthday boy Lucas.
Thank you. Happy I'm officially 20 years old.
Do you? You're so old.
Yeah. I was literally in the middle of Hunt today, and one of my friends ran into me and said, do you want me to start scream singing happy birthday? And she almost did. I literally almost ran. I said, I will run.
I almost ran.
I was like, I will run. But anyways, thanks for tuning in to Stereotypes. We'll see you next week.
This was DJ L and
DJ Lucas.
Happy birthday, DJ Lucas!
Hey. And this is from Charlie's. I keep playing songs from Charlie's new album after I end my shows, but this one's really good. This is Always Everywhere from Wuthering Heights.
See you next week.
Bye.
Side. Shadows chase the dawn. Your name is carved where the whirlwinds have gone. Black flowers burn, violet fades to grey. Still I hear your laughter tearing through the rain. I can't escape the storm you gave me. Constant lightning in my veins. Every echo calls your name. I feel like home, still you pull away. You disappear to somewhere dark so far away. I can't escape the storm you gave me. Constant lightning in my veins. Every echo calls your name, flash your name. Thank you.
crying. Did you hear? Oh, was it all for nothing? Crystallized by tears. You have the strangest power.
Tune into WONY 90.9 FM on the
fart.